And welcome to the program, Angelo Valente. Good morning, Angelo.
Good morning.
Angelo Valente is the executive director of the Partnership for a Drug-Free America. And Angelo, you're going to tell us a little bit about something which sounds kind of weird when you think about it, an online fishing tournament.
Right. What we're doing at the Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey is we're encouraging families throughout New Jersey to spend time together. And we have found through our research that the more time families spend with their children, the less likely children are to experiment with drugs. So we thought this was a great opportunity during the summer months, and in particular during this week coming up, for families to go out and fish together. And what we mean by online tournament is that you just have to go fishing with your children. When you catch a fish, we want you to take a photo of that fish and then go to our webpage or our Twitter account and use the hashtag #DontGetHooked. Send a picture to the Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey, and then you'll be eligible to win one of our cash prizes. So it's really a fun way to be able to spend some time with your children and also possibly win some money. And it's all free of charge for all New Jersey residents.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting. I mean, obviously, you're hoping that somebody catches some fish.
We're hoping that,
yeah,
that some fish will be caught. And it could be any place in the state. So it could be a river, a creek. It could be the ocean. I mean, lakes. We certainly would welcome photos from families that are fishing together any place in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, it's interesting. You're calling the program is Don't Get Hooked on Drugs. It's the fishing tournament. And as you said, your research has found that parents who spend more time with their kids, those kids are less likely to get involved with drugs. Talk a little bit about kids communicating with their parents as well.
Well, I think that's one of the main reasons why spending time is so crucial, because you get an opportunity to speak to your children, and it doesn't have to be a formal conversation about drug abuse. It's just finding out what their interests are, finding out who they're spending time with. And I think what happens when you do this on a very frequent basis, and this family fishing trip should be only the beginning. We encourage families to spend time together throughout the year. Is it really gives you an opportunity to learn if there's something that's different with your child, that you want to make sure that you identify any potential issues that they might be having with substance abuse and get help as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's interesting. I found one of the things when watching television together, and especially television commercials, because, you know, they put young artists on the television commercials, people who are from television shows or movies or recording artists, sports figures, and I don't know who these people are sometimes. And so I'll say, you know, do I know who that is? Do you know who that is? You know, and it just starts that little bit of a conversation, and it kind of keeps you in touch with a younger generation that is into certain things that, you know, older folks like parents are not.
Sure. No, absolutely. I have three children myself, and, you know, there's a lot of celebrities and certainly some music that I have no idea what or who they are. So it is a great opportunity. Any of these top times where you have an opportunity to communicate with your children, to spend time with them, I think that there's no question, at least with our research, and this has been going on for many, many years, that we have found that children who do spend time together, for example, if you have meals together four nights a week or more with your children, those children are 67% less likely to experiment with drugs than children who have meals together with their families two nights a week or less.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that the more time you spend, the better the odds are that those kids will be avoiding the real dangers and scourges of substance abuse.
Yeah, that's amazing stuff. Anthony, again, give us the information on the websites and the Twitter handle and everything.
Sure. Well, first of all, what people should do if they're interested in participating is if you go onto our website, drugfreenj.com, you'll find the logo, which you need to put into the photo. And then you could visit us on our Facebook page, or you can go on to our Twitter page. And the hashtag is Don't Get Hooked. It's hashtag Don't Get Hooked.
Mm-hmm.
And if you visit that hashtag and you download your photos, you'll be eligible between August 21st and August 30th during that period of time, if you send us your photo, you'll be eligible to win one of over $600 in cash prizes.
All right. And the winner will be chosen on September 1st.
That's correct, and it's random. So every family who sends in their photos will be eligible. It's not the largest fish, or it's not going to be a fish from a particular body of water. So it's at any place your fish will be in New Jersey, you'll be eligible to participate.
All right, very good. Angelo, I'm going to put this information up on our website too at WRNJ.com, so folks can also catch it there in case they weren't able to write it down. Angelo, thank you. Angelo, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really do appreciate it.
Well, my pleasure, and enjoy fishing, everyone.
Thanks very much. Have a great day.
Thanks again. Bye.
That is Angelo Valente. Again, the New Jersey Online Fishing Tournament. It is sponsored by the Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey, and I will have details up on our website, WRNJ.com, a little later on this morning.